This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin on this Sunday, July 17th, 2016. We have the news that three officers have been killed, assassinated in Baton Rouge. One suspect is dead. Two others are in custody. We're going to be going into details about that, the responses of various people, including the head of the police union in Cleveland, where the RNC is going to be taking place. He says Obama has blood on his hands. We're going to play you that clip and what he had to say about how Obama is pushing this narrative, this divide and conquer, this clash between different groups within our country, turning this into as divisive a country as I've ever seen in my lifetime, and the kind of violence that we've never seen before in our lifetime as well. Now, we've got Alex and crew on their way to the RNC in transit. That's why I'm here today doing the show. Alex is on his way to Cleveland to cover the RNC. We've got a report from Alex. He saw none other than Karl Rove on his plane, and they had an interesting encounter. Alex went up to ask him some questions, and, you know, you're not allowed to look these people, our majesties, our elite, in the eye even. Dare you even talk to them? And so he asked him a couple of questions. He's got the video recorder going on, and Karl Rove got very frosty about it, and so he turned it off. But Karl Rove kept it going, and he called the police on Alex, and we'll let you know. We'll show you that video coming up in the next segment. Also, we have news on the Turkish coup. We've got a lot of finger-pointing going on. We've got the Turkish president, Erdogan, as they put down the coup. He blames the U.S., the CIA, and Fethullah Gulen, the Turkish imam that was brought over into this country by the CIA, given refuge here. And they're trying to get him extradited. Of course, then Syria and Gulen are kicking back against Erdogan, saying that he faked it, that it was a false flag, that he just wanted to use that as an effort to increase the crackdown in that authoritarian regime. You know, he has more people locked up, more journalists locked up than any other country in the world, pretty much. A very repressive regime, a regime that he has moved from secularism to Islamification. But we're going to take a look at the response of the United States. And also, most importantly, as we look at this coup in Turkey, I have to ask you, are you concerned if there's an Islamic coup going on here in America? Perhaps there is. Perhaps it's more subtle than you ever imagined. You know, when we look at the way that our education system is with Common Core, with the political correctness, the social justice warriors, the people who come out of high school and college and don't know anything about the lies have been told about white privilege. Do you know where that came from, of course? That came from Bill Ayers and the Students for Democratic Society, which turned into the Weather Underground, pushing this white skin privilege narrative that was invented in 1965 by another college professor. But, you know, he stopped bombing buildings, and he decided he would create an army of social justice warriors, that he would take over our children. We need to be very careful about who controls our educational system. And one of the people involved, perhaps, in this Turkish coup, certainly one of the figures that is, there's Erdogan, who is there, and there's his former ally, Fethullah Gulen, who is now in exile in the United States. They were once allies, now they are enemies, and essentially the two heads of the power interests in Turkey. We're going to be talking to Mark Hall. We've had him on once before. Talked to him about a documentary that he did, Killing Ed, Killing Education. This is a documentary that shows the worst case scenario of private schools that are funded by taxpayer money. We call those charter schools. It's an open invitation to crony capitalism, but he looked at something that was far worse than crony capitalism. He looked at what's going on with the network of Harmony schools that are tied to Fethullah Gulen here in the United States, get about $500 million. What are the values that this group is teaching us? We've seen the results and the fruit of what Bill Ayers has done. What's going to happen now as the Islamic people take over hundreds of our schools here in the United States, teaching about 60,000 students? We're going to talk in the second hour to Mark Hall about what his research has uncovered and how his film has been shut down, just like they shut down Baxt at Tribeca. His film has been shut down at film festivals all over the country. We'll be right back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to this live edition of the Alex Jones Show on a Sunday, July 17th, 2016. The Republican National Convention is going to be starting tomorrow in Cleveland, Ohio. Alex Jones and most of our crew are on their way, and we're reporting here live as Alex is traveling to Cleveland. Interestingly enough, on the same plane coming out of Austin, he saw, waiting to get on the plane, Karl Rove. And Alex went over to talk to him. Here's a clip of what happened.
Okay, folks, Karl Rove is on the same flight with us to Cleveland. We're here in Dallas. I'm just going to go over and ask him a few questions. Let's get up.
Once again, you're distorting the facts, but I appreciate it. And
what I love is,
and what I've told you is, I'm working for Fox. I have a. If you want me to appear on your program, you call Fox. And I know you don't think the rules apply to you, Alex, but you do. Call Fox.
Call Fox.
This is Alex talking to Karl Rove in the airport.
He wants to win the argument. He can only win the argument once he controls the argument. This guy's been against Trump the whole time. He wants to siphon off the money like in 2008 and like he did in 2012. And that's what he does. Here he is right here. Talking to these little delegates and people.
The super delegates, they hope they can get the siphon off the votes we failed. This guy's going in as a failure. Cleveland unable to steal the election from Trump. He wouldn't talk to him for a war second. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
There'll be lots of this once we're in Cleveland. We had to talk to him, obviously. And he played his whole game. I think I waited 5 minutes when we talked to these folks. I knew as soon as he came over, he's like, these are my friends. You know, you're interrupting them while they try to talk to me. Well, they're just my little friends. This is the guy that supported Bush in the assault weapons ban. This is the guy that pushed amnesty. This is the guy that's a global. These are the people that hijacked the Republican Party. The Clintons and the Bushes vacationed together. They call themselves brothers and sisters. And let's just come over. Hey, Carl, I'm going to leave you alone. I appreciate your time. Do you consider yourself a family member like the Bushes do with the Clintons? Is he a founder with the Clintons?
No.
You consider the Clintons to be family?
No. Why don't you wander off? Why don't you wander in?
I am. Are you family with the Clintons?
Okay.
Yeah, and so after that, he threatened to call the police on Alex. Of course, he did call the police on one of our reporters, InfoWars reporters, who asked him questions at a public speech at the University of Texas. Aaron Dykes was arrested, charged with trespassing, for merely asking a question of His Majesty. And, of course, Alex is on his way to the RNC. It's going to be an interesting couple of days as we see what happens. Of course, we've had Roger Stone talk about the fact that he believes that Donald Trump is going to introduce a cabinet pick, several cabinet picks at the RNC this coming week. Now, of course, you can't promise jobs ahead of election to somebody. You get into a legal issue. But he said it would be perfectly legal if he were to say, well, I'm going to choose for such and such a position somebody, I'm going to choose somebody exactly like this particular guy or somebody like him. You can do that and give people an idea of what you want to do. And, of course, you should be able to do that without essentially setting up a quid pro quo of being accused of violating the election laws. Now, Alex also has talked about how dangerous this is going to be. Of course, we know there's a lot of presence, police presence in the area. There's been a lot of assassinations. Today, we've had another event where police officers were ambushed and killed. We've had three officers killed in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. One suspect has been killed. Two others are in custody as we go to air. We've had Finally, Loretta Lynch, Attorney General, come out and say something about this. Obama is going to be making a speech about it. But we also have the Cleveland Police Union head. I want to play that clip, pull that clip up. And he talks, and we have this up on Infowars.com. He believes that Obama has blood on his hands because he believes, as we do, that Obama has been creating this division, this narrative that Black Lives Matter. And getting angry if you say, well, white lives also matter, blue lives also matter. As a matter of fact, all lives matter. He doesn't want that narrative out. He wants to create a victim mentality, an us versus them mentality, by singling out one group and pitting it against the others. And they've been very effective at doing that on both ends, getting black people angry at what's happening when the police are following the training and using the weapons that the federal government gives them to militarize the police, to act more like we have a police state rather than a situation where we're going to have a due process where people are arrested and questioned and charged. No, they want to have a kind of Judge Dredd going on the streets, and they want this kind of pushback. It's by design. They're escalating both sides. I mean, we see this happening everywhere. We've seen this happening in other countries. That's what we're going to talk about later in the broadcast. We're going to talk about what's going on in Turkey. Everybody's pointing fingers at everybody else. Everybody believes that the United States and the CIA were behind this coup against Erdogan, working with Gulen. These are many people have made that point. Whereas the Gulen and Syria are saying, no, we think that it was a false flag done by Erdogan. Look, the United States government has been involved on both sides of most conflicts and most wars in my lifetime. And that's what they're doing here in the United States. They're involved with the brutality that you see coming from the police. They're involved with the assassinations that you see coming from Black Lives Matter. Fomenting this, even if they aren't directly running it, they create the environment that creates the conflict, and then they escalate it. And that's what the police union head in Cleveland pointed out in this clip. Let's play that clip.
This all began with a 911 call from an African-American male saying that another African-American male was pointing a gun at him. Those officers responded. That male didn't comply and tragically ended up losing his life over that with a gun in his pocket. This is how this began. The President of the United States validated false narrative and the nonsense that Black Lives Matter and the media are pressing out there to the public, validated it with his very divisive statements, and now we see an escalation. This has got to end. We need some leadership in this country to come forward and put an end to this. I don't care if it's clergy, I don't care who it is, but somebody's got to step up and put an end to this, because it's the false narrative and very influential people that are politicizing the false narrative. Absolutely insane that we have a president of the United States and a governor of Minnesota making the statements that they made less than one day after those police-involved shootings. And those police-involved shootings, make no mistake, are what absolutely has triggered this rash of senseless murders of law enforcement officers across this country. It is reprehensible. And the President of the United States has blood on his hands and will not be able to come washed off.
The person you just heard is the police union head in Cleveland. And, of course, that's where the RNC is going to be held beginning tomorrow. As I mentioned, our crew, Alex Jones and our crew, are on their way to the RNC. We have taken out ads, and we're running airplanes with banners saying Hillary for Clinton. See if you can pull that up as B-roll. It's pretty amazing, but we've got a couple of reports that are up on our YouTube channel, as well as Infowars.com, where you can see Rob Dew doing a ride-along with the guy who is flying the plane, pulling the banner, as well as you can see what that banner looks like. And we thank you for your support. Without your support, we would not be able to get that message out. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can get the message out. We do articles. We do research. We give you the information as it's breaking, tie the research together. But, of course, there's another time when it's appropriate for us to do some activism. And that's going to be coming up at the RNC this week. We're going to have live reports from there. We're going to have some more live reports from Alex Jones when we come back. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 17th, 2016. Alex Jones and most of our crew are on their way to the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And, of course, there's been a lot of talk about violence there. Cleveland activists say they're wary of city's plans to process thousands of arrests. Again, of course, when they report it from that standpoint, Reuters, it looks as though they're getting aggressive, and they were aggressive. I mean, they're trying to confine protesters from both sides in a very small area to make sure there will be a fight. That's what they were planning on doing. They were successful in coming in and getting that area expanded. But, of course, when you go to presidential nominating conventions, the First Amendment is confined to an area, just like they did out at the Bundy Ranch. Put a little squared-off area and said, this is your First Amendment area. And somebody wrote a handwritten sign and said the First Amendment is not an area. So the First Amendment is being squashed in Cleveland in the sense that they won't allow people to walk around freely. But, of course, there is a serious threat of violence from the same people who have been attacking police and other people. Just as we had the individual who killed all those police officers in Dallas say he wants to kill white people and police officers. It's just unfocused hatred that is caused by the promotion of the Black Lives and Black Lives Matter only movement. We should call it Black Lives Only Matter. That's really what we ought to call it, so the people understand that. We're not saying black lives don't matter, but they're saying that other lives don't matter. They're saying black lives only matter. So there are death threats, and Alex is going to speak to that. He has spoken to that. You need to be concerned about what's going to happen at this convention. And as I just pointed out, in the wake of this most recent shooting today in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we had three officers killed. Of course, that was the site of one of the people that was killed and live streamed on social media. That individual, however, unlike the other one who had not done anything, he had been pulled over and was shot, and that was live streamed as he died. That individual had not done anything. But in Baton Rouge, there was a question as to what had happened. They had been told that there was an individual with a gun, as you heard that clip that we ran from the police chief in Cleveland, where the RNC is going to be taking place. He said, we were told there was an individual threatening others with a gun. And so they were on heightened alert. It was not a clear-cut case. There are many clear-cut cases of excessive use of force by the police, but they always seize on the ones that have a gray area aspect to it, like this one did. And now they have shot and killed three officers. Many others have been wounded. They've killed one suspect. Two other people are in custody. The police chief in Cleveland has said that Obama has blood on his hands that he will not be able to wash off. Let's go to this report from Alex Jones. He talked about the fact that even though there are death threats against many different groups there, including the police, it's not going to stop us from going there to report at either of these conventions.
It's Saturday, July 16, 2016, and I've had friends, I've had family, I've had former Navy SEALs, and other people ask me, why are you going to Cleveland when it's so incredibly dangerous, when it's an admitted terrorist target, when you're doing so much good in the info war, why are you going? And it's because this is a critical year, not just here, but worldwide. It's populism against globalism. And there have been so many people trying to intimidate free speech in this country and worldwide, and so many on the controlled left that have been trying to ban free speech and They've got the Democratic Party platform coming up in Philadelphia in 2 weeks. They have a plan to arrest people that deny man-made climate change. That's people that don't want to pay the globalist carbon taxes. That I have to go out and exercise free speech when it's dangerous, when it's all maligned, just at a metaphysical level, putting my skin in the game. That's what I've always done. And it's not because I have something to prove. It's that I understand that sometimes you've got to walk along the ridge. Sometimes you've got to be skylined. That's a military term where you don't want to walk on the top of a hill where the blue sky is behind you silhouetted. It's a perfect target. Unless you're drawing fire. And I mean that, again, at a political level. We have to go out and show the tyrants for who they are. Not just let them tell us, hey, you better not show up or we're going to get you. But show them that it doesn't matter that the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants to Thomas Jefferson. And my God, I'm the guy that takes care of my family. I'm the guy that takes care of my kids. I mean, I'm the guy that runs InfoWars. I've got a lot of responsibilities, and I know they're important. But, again, at a spiritual level, it is important to not run from the enemy, but to confront the enemy peacefully with information, because ideas are bulletproof. And in God's plan, I know it's the right thing to go to Cleveland, to have our crew go to Philadelphia, Bilderberg, and other places. Like Bohemian Grove we snuck into, and you know, going out and protesting the KKK, and La Raza and Mecha, and other racist hate groups. It's what we do. And compared to what soldiers have done in the past, it's really nothing. But let's expand on that. If you look at Lexington and Concord, where the British were coming and confiscating civilian and the local government's guns, 1775, it's what started 1776, is what July 4th is, they had their guys ready, they're in front of the armory, they're on the hill, and they said, don't fire first, but if they want a war, they're going to get one. Well, I'm going unarmed myself. I'm going armed with information and the truth. But the point is that was up there on the hill, waiting for the British, a force of 4 or 5 times bigger, and with better weapons, to show up and to try to take their guns. And they said, look, we're not turning them in. Well, I'm not turning my free speech in, so I'll be there on the hill. That's how this works. And if the globalists and George Soros and people like that want to fire the shot heard around the world, that's their issue. And if they want to, you know, try to hire some, you know, mentally ill, twisted right winger or something to pull something, I see that in the tea leaves. That's the way it is. We have to forget the maneuvers at certain points and go straight out. We've gotten in this position because we always try to think things out too far and look at every angle instead of just doing what's right and saying, hey, justice be done, may the heavens fall. I'm done playing games. And I'm not trying to escape the New World Order. I'm trying to seek it out and expose it and defeat it. And to do that, I have to meet it on the intellectual plane of battle. We're winning the intellectual plane. Brexit. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The media, AP poll, 6% trust. The enemy is dying. The globalist lie is collapsing. The dinosaur media is already over. And now it's time to boldly stand up and say, we're not backing down, we're never giving in. And they may steal this election. They may engage in other frauds, just like they no-billed Hillary. Just like they said, oh, we're not going to charge her. That made her even more unpopular. Resistance is victory. But if we don't speak out, if we don't take action, if we don't call for her to be arrested or indicted, then it would never even get to the point of them saying, we're not going to indict her, she's above the law. That's why resistance is victory. Whether we win today or we win next year or 5 years from now, it's that animating contest of liberty, and it's the act.
Exactly, and that, you can see the rest of that report at InfoWars.com and at our YouTube channel. Of course, as Alex is going there, they're talking about how Cleveland's new park is going to define resistance. Wired Magazine points out there's going to be tens of thousands of people combined into a 3-square-mile area of the city. All these people who are adamantly opposed to each other, and they say, well, they're going to outlaw tennis balls, flashlights, and water guns, but under Ohio laws, you'll be able to carry real guns. Well, you know, you can't defend yourself with a tennis ball, a flashlight, or a squirt gun. It's going to be dangerous, but it's very important that we be there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host here on this Sunday, July 17th, 2016. Alex Jones and our crew are on their way to the RNC in Cleveland. They'll be filing live reports. We'll have live broadcasts from Cleveland this week. I'll also be here for some of the broadcasts, but for the most part, we'll be giving you live updates as to what's going on there. We've got a large number of reporters will be covering every aspect of that. I want to get to what's happened in Turkey, as well as a couple of follow-up articles on the terrorism in Nice, France. Before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we have a sale on DNA Force. We now have it at 25% off, InfoWarsLife.com. This is one of our premier products. There's a reason why just one of these ingredients in DNA Force costs about $30,000 per batch. So this is a premium product, and when you get this at a 25% discount, it is a great discount, great time to try this product if you're not currently using it, or to stock up on it. If you have been someone who's been using this. Now, it's loaded with a patented BioPQQ. That's a compound that's been backed by 175 clinical studies. You can look at those studies yourself. You can look at the reviews online, see what people are talking about with this. It's got more potent antioxidant activity than vitamin C. And, of course, it's not just that ingredient. It also has CoQ10, digestive enzymes, trans-resveratrol, and many other things. And, of course, resveratrol is one of those things that has been also linked and studied in many different aspects in terms of helping you life extension and that sort of thing. So take a look at and do your own research. We can't connect the dots for you, but we can direct you to the studies that you can find for yourself on the internet, or you can take a look at what people are saying. They're 25% off DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, don't forget, as we've got the RNC convention coming up this week, get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt. They now are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. All new Hillary for Prison t-shirts now live at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we appreciate you supporting us. And those Hillary for Prison t-shirts, you can see that now, essentially the design we paid to fly it over Cleveland. So you can actually get one to fly on your own chest, just as you see that now flying over Cleveland, Hillary for Prison, and it's being pulled around right now with the plane. You can see the report, Rob Dew flying in the plane, doing a broadcast of that. That's up on our YouTube channel, and it's also on our on InfoWars.com. And you can get your own t-shirt there. Help support the operation. Help support what we're doing right there. Hillary for Prison 2016. Some great shots of that. Okay. Before we leave the RNC, I just want to give you a quick update on some of the things that are happening there. There was an interesting article from The Hill talking about winners and losers. And, of course, it was at the very end of last week, Thursday and Friday, they were talking about what was happening as the delegates were going to be coming, and the convention is going to start tomorrow. But there's a lot that's already been happening there, of course, with the platform and the rules committee meetings. This is where the Never Trump people were going to try to change the rules and essentially alter the results of the election, saying that their opinions mattered more than the opinions of the voters. I could never get anybody from the Free the Delegates movement to come on and talk to me to be interviewed, because it is just, quite frankly, we all understand what it is. It's a superdelegate elitist fraud committed on the voters. They go into these areas and tell everybody, hey, we're going to have an election. You're going to get to pick this. Everybody goes, does the election. They have the elections paid for by the state. And then they say, no, we don't like the results. And we have a private party, you know. See, the public when they want to be and the private when they want to be. You know, it's just like crony capitalism. If the banks or the light rail systems that are coming through like we have here in Texas, these crony capitalists, when they come through, they get all this money from the government saying, you know, it's in everybody's best interest for us to do this. So we need your financing. We need you to steal property using eminent domain and turn it over to us. But then if they lose money, guess who gets stuck with the bill? They privatize their profits. They make public their losses. They socialize their losses. And so that's what we see. It's just, it's not only sour grapes, but it was an effort to say, well, no, now we're private, now we're public, now we're private again, now we're public again. That all got shut down, interestingly enough. I'm sure it had a lot to do with the fact that Donald Trump picked Pence, who was essentially throwing a bone to the GOP establishment. But they're saying that Trump's positions on immigration and trade have now been officially put into the platform committee. And, you know, the platform doesn't really make that much difference. It's really the candidate is going to create his own platform, and he's not going to be governed by the platform. It has absolutely no effect on the candidate once they take office. But it was interesting when they talked about how they beat back the Never Trump people. They said that former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who was on the Rules Committee, was, and also a Ted Cruz ally, was going to introduce a lot of proposals that we're going to alter, that we're going to strip the RNC of its power over the nominating process. Now, as they were starting to do this, the woman who was chairing this declared an emergency recess and said the printer needed to be fixed. That was just a ruse, as they point out in the Hill. So the break was so that Priebus and other top RNC officials could convene a private meeting to talk to Cuccinelli and tell him not to do this, not to embarrass them, not to bring this up. And, of course, then they didn't. Interestingly enough, they say that what he was really trying to do, one of the key things that Cuccinelli and others were trying to do, was to make sure that future elections would not include independents or Democrats. In other words, not allow, bar independents and Democrats from voting in all RNC primaries. Well, you know what? I think you probably want somebody who can get independents. That's the way you win elections. You don't win elections. You can win a nomination easily enough, like Ted Cruz, if only the diehard Republicans are allowed to vote. But you really want to get some. You really want to find out if you're going to get a candidate who's going to win. And of course, they keep saying that. Well, you know, we want Ted Cruz because we don't think that Donald Trump can win. Well, Donald Trump beat him largely because he got so many independents supporting him. More independents support him than support Hillary Clinton. They want to make sure that doesn't happen again. And then they tried to say, well, we want to take control of the votes with the Never Trump movement. The people who were going to change the rules, they call it the Free the Delegates, saying that they're not going to be bound by the public election. They were going to just do whatever they wished. And they couched it in terms of obeying their conscience and in terms of them having First Amendment rights. What a bunch of nonsense. Now, they point out in this article from The Hill that attracted very little support, with only about a dozen of the 112-member panel far below the threshold, even already low, of only 28 signatures on the proposal so that it would come to the floor for a vote. So they didn't even come close to what they needed to bring this release the delegates, free the delegates up for a vote. So it looks like that part of it is not going to happen. Meanwhile, Bob Dole is very disappointed that Jeb Bush is going to skip the convention. And I think that Bob Dole is probably the only one who would notice that Jeb Bush is missing from the convention. But he does call out Jeb Bush on the fact that, hey, he took a pledge and he said he would support the eventual nominee. And he's not doing it. Yeah. He would have betrayed us on all of the issues just as he's betrayed himself on that pledge. Meanwhile, they are moving to talk about the fact that what we need to do with immigration is control immigration from specific countries. In other words, it's not going to be a religious test, but it's going to be a geographical test. You know, these are people that we've gone into their country, we've created a civil war, and then we want to bring that civil war to America. That's the policy of Obama, quite frankly. And that's what we see happening over and over again. That's what I want to focus on for the rest of the broadcast. We're going to talk about what's going on in Turkey. The Turkish coup. We also have joining us in the second hour, we have Mark Hall, who is a filmmaker. If you remember the documentary film Vaxxed, about the connection between autism and vaccines. And that was shut down from the Tribeca Film Festival. And Robert De Niro, who is the public face of the film festival, is not very happy with that. And he said, you know, I think we ought to have an open discussion of these ideas. That's what films should be about. And I think he truly regretted allowing the administrator and, interestingly enough, other filmmakers censor that. But what we have seen with this film that Mark Hall put together, looking at the influence of a Turkish imam that is at the center of this Turkish coup, that was shut down by Texas film festivals. South by Southwest, the Lone Star Film Festival, the Dallas International Film Festival, they all shut it down. We're going to talk to him about what he knows about this coup that is coming to our educational system here in the United States. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today with its unique delivery system.
system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, July 17th, 2016. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Mark Hall, a film documentarian. His film, Killing Ed, looked at charter schools. And, of course, the issue with charter schools, one of the key issues of that, it is these are schools that are publicly funded with taxpayer money, but they're run privately. So one of the problems that develops from that is one of crony capitalism. That's something we need to guard against. But one of the worst-case examples that he found of that is what the documentary really kind of centers on is a group of schools that are run by an Islamic movement. The same guy who is in exile in the United States, the same guy that is being accused by the Turkish government of being behind the coup, or at least his supporters. And, of course, he is one of the two individuals in Turkey that is that are really the power bases there. It's Gulen and Erdogan. Both of them, Islamicists. Okay, they're not secularists, okay? And both of them with ties to NATO and to the CIA. So the water is pretty murky here. There's not always a good guy in these fights. You need to understand that. But we're going to talk to Mark Hall. He knows the setting here. He's studied this quite a bit. Of course, his film has been censored, just like we saw Vaxxed censored, talking about the connection between vaccines and autism. This film, because it talks about Islam and essentially a Turkish coup against the U.S. educational system, because it talks about that, it has been shut down. The New York Times would not review it. Texas film festivals would not show it. It has been shown in some film festivals. I've seen it myself. It's an excellent film. You can get it. It's now on DVD. But we're going to talk to him in the next hour. Before we go to that, there's some updates on what happened in Nice. And, of course, as we pointed out last week, everybody, we had all these reports from mainstream media blaming the attack on the truck. It can't be the fault of radical Islam. No, it was. It was actually ISIS, a guy who said that his family has shown that just minutes before the attack, he texted to somebody, bring more weapons. It's good. I have the equipment. Okay. He has also sent a great deal of money. I believe it was something like 84,000 pounds or something to in British pounds to his family in Tunisia. You have to ask yourself, was this guy really put upon here? Was he really exploited by the Europeans? As we see Peter Bergen, the expert, so-called expert on terrorism on CNN, say. We've got a clip from Peter Bergen. I want to play this for you because he says that actually it is European fascism that triggered this guy, that turned him into this monster mowing down little children with a big 18-wheeler. I mean, that is such an insult to our intelligence. And how did this guy get so much money working as at a low-level manual labor jobs, okay, that he could send in just a few years of being there, send the equivalent of $120,000 or $30,000 back to family in Tunisia? Yeah, right. Okay, let's play this clip from Peter Bergen.
Well, I think it is, you know, it is a major problem in Europe. And I mean, ISIS is going to be destroyed, contained, or choose your verb in the next year or so, where they're going to be really in a very, very bad place. They may lose Mosul. But the big drivers of this are a regional civil war between the Sunni and the Shia, the collapse of Arab governance around the Middle East, you know, the vast waves of immigration that result of these two phenomena, and then the rise of European fascism, to be frank. I mean, in every single country, including France, where the nationalist front, the essentially ultra-nationalist proto-fascist party, is doing pretty well. And I think the combination of large-scale immigration and the rise of European fascism is a very toxic mix. And unfortunately, it will continue to produce events like what we've seen tonight again and again and again. And there's no easy fixes.
Okay, let's just cut this guy off, because I can't stand hearing this guy continually talking about the rise of European fascism as if that was the trigger for this. That's absolute nonsense. He started to almost say, when you heard him, he almost started to say European fashion. Yeah, that's the fashion that's being foisted upon people by Angela Merkel, by Hollande, who spends three times the wages an average Frenchman makes on just doing his hair. Okay, that's the arrogance of these people. There wasn't anybody taunting or harming this guy. He'd given nothing but a helping hand by these people, and yet he responded by running them down out of hate, out of that hateful religion that he was following. This is World War III. This is what they're trying to do in this country. They're deliberately trying. When they talk about European fascism, they're just simply talking about the fact that people are angry that Muslims that are coming to this country, that are being brought here by the government in massive numbers, that will not assemble. You know, when it's the difference between helping somebody and having an invasion is the numbers of people that you bring in and the character of the people that you're bringing them in and where you're bringing them from. They've gone to these countries. They have created wars, created civil wars. Then they bring these people here in mass numbers. And it is a planned attack. This is what Alex Jones was talking about when he said, emergency, the planet is close to World War III. Here's his report.
It's Saturday, July 16th, 2016. Alex Jones here with the most dire geopolitical alert that we have ever issued in my 21 years on air. Interviewing top political scientists, Pentagon insiders, you name it. We have never issued an alert this serious. Now, several times over the years, we've come out and said this alert is the most serious as the ticking clock goes towards midnight or doomsday, Armageddon. But out of those alerts in the past on this road to global war, this is over the top the most dangerous time we have ever been. And the Pentagon agrees with me. Now, I'm going to lay out some of these facts right now and put some articles up on screen. But this is so serious. My one day off before I go to Cleveland to cover the RNC. My one day to say bye to my kids going on that dangerous mission that this republic demands I go on. I'm up here working because I understand that we don't avert what's unfolding. My children, your children don't have a future. Now, let's walk through a few of the things that have happened. Putin has come out in the last month twice. We've done reports on this and said they're preparing for nuclear war and the West is moving weapons up against its border and they may have to strike and that the world is in incredible danger and he can't believe Western media isn't reporting this and begged for a global debate about it. A discourse, a dialogue. The communist Chinese, who are horribly evil, but that our government's armed and given the missiles to be able to hit the United States effectively, has been moving into the South China Sea. And now, as we speak, there's stories on Infowars.com from mainstream news, but overseas, not here, that major U.S. and Chinese fleets are lining up against each other, and the communist Chinese president said they're preparing for all-out war, including possible World War III. This is coming out of the communist Chinese leadership's mouths. They've never talked like this, even during the Korean War. Unprecedented. Then, you've got the coup that supposedly failed in the last 24 hours in Turkey, the gateway to Europe, with all the jihadists flooding in. Erdogan is backed by the jihadists, and it looks like they've gotten back control. You've got that craziness going on. You've got all of these different governments going bankrupt and riots from Venezuela to Nigeria. You've got the Pentagon, the Ministry of Defense in England, and others saying the world is in the most dangerous position it's ever been. And then you got Obama coming out and saying the world's the safest it's ever been and our economy's the best it's ever been. We have derivatives all over the world coming due. We have Deutsche Bank, much bigger than Lehman Brothers, going down in its stock, plunging. That crisis has already begun. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I just got intense chills. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different things are coming together to create the perfect storm. And then you've got all these historians, all these geopolitical scientists, all these political scientists, all these analysts from Russia, England, the U.S., Canada, Australia, Germany, it doesn't matter, saying we have all the same political things happening that led to World War I and World War II. Wars starting, all sorts of crises unfolding, and historically, they don't know why, but since the time of the Romans, and the Chinese and the Japanese wrote about this too, that it seemed when there was earth changes and volcanoes and earthquakes, that was a harbinger of war as well. And guess what? Record levels earthquakes, record levels volcanoes ever recorded in modern history. For whatever reason. A lot of political scientists also tie it to not just the effects of what's happening inside our atmosphere, but what's happening in our solar system. They've correlated sunspots and things like that to economic collapse as well. We're entering that same cycle. That's Mr. Dent of Bain Capital, a best-selling author, a top guy at predicting things. He's got charts that bring all that in, and top corporations listen to him. I mean, there's just so much aligning.
Okay, that's Alex Jones's report, Emergency Planet Close to World War III. We're going to have a special report on the other side from John Bowne about how this is coming up. And then the next hour, we're going to be talking to Mark Hall, the film documentarian, about Fethullah Gulen, about the Turkish coup. What's going on? Are we having a coup in our own educational system? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.